something. We both know what memories can bring. They bring diamonds and rust.
Artist and activist Joan Baez was one of three honorees at the 2011 Folk Alliance Lifetime Achievement Awards and Honors. The other recipients were filmmaker Les Blank and Jimmy Rogers, the early 20th century singer often called the father of country music. The ceremony also featured music from Grammy nominee the John Hartford String Band, which is a tribute project featuring members of the late singer-songwriter's final band. The Folk Alliance International was founded in 1989 to support the traditional music community. Today, the Folk Alliance has members from all parts of the world of music, performing artists, publishers, promoters, journalists, attorneys, and even music fans. Sharing musical traditions is what Folk Alliance is all about, and this year more than 300 musicians were chosen to showcase at the event. Some, like David Bromberg, Kevin Welch, Susie Boggess, and Steve Poltz, are already familiar to attendees. But one of the Folk Alliance's missions is the preservation and growth of folk music by promoting and developing new talent. So each year, hundreds of musicians, most of them unknown, are chosen to perform at the event. While all of them are noticed, a few artists usually generate buzz, becoming the ones that everyone talks about. Louis J. Myers is the executive director of the Folk Alliance. I caught up with Louis in the Folk Alliance trade show on day four of the event and asked if there had been a 2011 buzz band.
The Dunwell Brothers would be the biggest buzz. Anybody that's seen them has just said, oh my God, they're mind-boggling.
Someone show me another way to go. Someone show me another way. Someone hold on to something, cause I'm spinning out of control. And I don't want to be alone.
The quality of the songs, the quality of the playing, the quality of the vocals, the harmonies, man, they're like Mumford and Sons times 10. With still that kind of that folk skiffle beginning point, but definitely more pop sensibility, and appear to be really qualified players on top of everything, really from an understanding. And I mean, I knew they were good from the record I got and from the videos that we got on them, but I had no idea they were that good. I know that they've already been approached by numerous managers, agents, festivals. From a business standpoint, I think it's already been a very productive trip for them. And again, it's their first time in the States, so what a great way to launch.
While outsiders may see the Folk Alliance Conference as nothing more than a week of fun, attendees view it as a serious business conference. The musicians who took over the downtown hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, and played to audiences in ballrooms, bedrooms, and hallways were doing it not for the applause, but to win over potential booking agents, managers, music critics, and radio programmers. In other words, the people who might be able to boost their careers. Among those showcasing this year was Russell DeCarl from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Russell is well known to country music lovers the world over as the lead singer of the iconic Canadian country roots band Prairie Oyster. A member of the Canadian Country Music Hall of Honor, with a stack of platinum albums and number one records in that country, Russell came down to Memphis to talk about Under the Big, Big Sky, his first ever solo recording.
Ducking out from under a cloud, far away from the maddening crowd, living the life under the big, big sky. Under the stars at the side of the trail, falling asleep to the coyote's wail. Oh-de-lay, dee-dee-oh-dee, oh-de-lay.
What are you doing in Memphis this week at Folk Alliance? What brings you here?
Ideally, you know, to promote this new record and just what I'm doing now. I mean, a lot of people, I think, are familiar with my career thus far with Prairie Oyster. I kind of turn on some new people to what we're doing and start working down here touring a bunch more.
Is it a little different for you to be going into the guest room at a hotel and playing a showcase set?
Not really. we have so much fun playing with this trio. Honestly, whether we're playing for 6 people or 6,000 people, we play exactly the same. And, you know, if we have to do it 6 people at a time, we'll do it that way. But, no, as long as we're playing, it's just great.
When pressed to name a performer that wowed him during Folk Alliance, Russell DeCarl named New Country Rehab, a band from Toronto, Canada, that also wowed many of the others I asked to name a favorite find. Those polled mentioned New Country Rehab's clever original songs, inventive new takes on older tunes, and skillful playing as reasons why. The band's self-titled debut disc has just been released, and it's gathering positive reviews from critics across North America. One has even gone as far as to say, New Country Rehab is the guys everyone wants in their band, in a band. I'm Catherine Cole.
Some people cry out.